a king, clothed in majesty. Let all the earth rejoice, and all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide, and trembles at his voice, and trembles at his voice. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? And all will see how great is our God. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? And all will see how great is our God. Age to age he stands, and time is in his hands. Beginning and the end, beginning and the end. The Godhead three in one, Father, Spirit, and Son. The Lion and the Lamb, the Lion and the Lamb. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God, and all will see how great is our God. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God, and all will see how great is our God. He's the name above all names, and he's worthy of our praise. And our hearts will sing, how great is our God. He's the name above all names, and he's worthy of our praise. And our hearts will sing, how great is our God. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great is our God. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great is our God. Hallelujah. Great and mighty is our God. Great and mighty is our God. Great and mighty is our God. Nobody like the Lord. Nobody like the Lord. Great and mighty, say, great and mighty is our God. Great and mighty is our God. Nobody like the Lord. Nobody like the Lord. Great and mighty, say, great and mighty is our God. No, 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 no. Great and mighty, say, great and mighty is our God. No, 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 no. Great and mighty, say, great and mighty is our God. He's a mighty 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 God. Oh, mighty God. Oh, mighty God. Great and mighty, say, great and mighty is our God. Nobody like the Lord. Nobody like the Lord. Great and mighty, say, great and mighty is our God. No, 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 no. Great and mighty, say, great and mighty is our God. Nobody like the Lord. Nobody like the Lord. Great and mighty, say, great and mighty is our God. He's a mighty 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 God. Oh, mighty God. Oh, mighty God. Great and mighty, say, great and mighty is our God. Hallelujah. There's only one word comes to mind, and only one word to describe. There's only one word comes to mind, and only one word to describe. You are holy. Holy, Lord God Almighty, you are holy, holy, Lord God Almighty, there's only one word comes to mind, and only one word to describe. There's only one word comes to mind, and only one word to describe. Holy, holy, Lord God Almighty, you are holy. Holy, Lord God Almighty, there is no one like you. You are holy, holy. There is no one like you. You are holy, holy. And only one word comes to mind, and only one word to describe. There's only one word comes to mind, and only one word to describe. You are holy, holy. Lord God Almighty, you are holy, holy. Lord God Almighty.
Host, are you there?
I am, Minister Keisha. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. You can take it away.
Well, praise the Lord, and thank you for our time of worship. Oh, what a mighty God we serve, and thank you so much for beautifully bringing us into this time of praise. Thank you, Minister Janice, for seating and greeting us and starting us off this morning on the Master's Call, and thank you for fortifying us with the Word of God. I am Minister Willa, and with the warmest of kingdom greetings from Dr. Vanessa and Dr. Pacola Roberts and the entire Master's Call leadership team, I welcome you. Well, we were founded on October 25th, 2010, by our co-founders, Dr. Pacola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. The scripture verse on which we stand is Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." We also have a mission statement, and our mission statement is to enhance, to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We have a website, and at our website, all of the messages have been archived since the inception of this call, as well as all the full bios of the speakers. So if you ever want to go and be encouraged or get some more spiritual food, you know that you can go to themasterscall.net. Again, themasterscall.net. And there is a buffet of blessings and nourishment there for you. Now, every year, the Holy Spirit puts on Dr. Vanessa's heart to bless us with a theme. And our theme this year is, in 2022, God is requiring immediate obedience in all he instructs us to do. For with immediate obedience, we will continually experience restoration, divine protection, creative miracles, and strategic breakthroughs. Now, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry, a part of the leadership team, as a greeter, as you heard Minister Janice so beautifully do, or as a psalmist, as Minister Keisha was anointed to do, and as a host, as I'm doing, or perhaps God has put a word on you that you want to share, well, guess what? This is the platform. And I'm telling you, the Word of God tells us when we're faithful over a little, he will make us ruler over much. And as a result of being part of this ministry, we have just soared into other things. So if that is you, and we certainly want you to pray about that, but if that is you, we want to hear from you. And you can contact Dr. Vanessa at info@themasterscall.net, and she will give you further instructions on how to be a part of this dynamic leadership team. Also, if you have a prayer request or a praise report, please know that we are always praying for you. You can submit that information, either your prayer request or your praise report, to info@themasterscall.net. And remember, we stay over just a little bit longer on Fridays so we can get your praise report and or your prayer request live. Well, the company that brought us all together is Artist, which was once Artist International, and it is now called Artist Life, and it was established by the D.A.'s De Leon family over 30 years ago. And to find out more about the products as well as the opportunity, you can get with the person who told you about this call, and I'm sure they would be more than happy to share that information with you. Immediately following this call is the Morning Motivational Call, and it is held by a group of dynamic leaders who will give you vital information on the benefits of the Artist Life products. Today is Testimonial Thursday, and President Promise Campbell will be the host, and Ms. Faith will be the guest speaker. And to access that call, the number is 667-770-1525, and the PIN code is 294-617-pound. Again, 667-770-1525, and the PIN is 294-617-pound. And in order to avoid any charges, there is a bypass number, and that number is 716-293-9707. So I'm just going to get out of the way so that I can introduce you to our speaker as well as pray before she speaks. And our speaker is none other than Minister Brenda Terrell, who resides in Ocean Springs, Mississippi. She is a member of Victory International Christian Center, She is married to her wonderful husband, Freddie Terrell, and they have 5 children, Katrina, Freddie, Charity, Terry, and Trent, and she's the grandmother of 3 wonderful grandsons, Jai, Brent, and Bryn. She is the founder of Sisters Serving Sisters Ministry. We just love Minister Brenda because she gives so unselfishly to everyone. You call on her and she will be there. And I'm telling you, that's nothing like somebody but who is devoted, someone who is going to serve, someone who is relational, someone who is excellent and enthusiastic in whatever they do, someone who is necessary, someone who is devoted and anointed and just simply amazing. Who am I talking about? Minister Brenda. So I am going to pray, and then the next voice you hear will be that of our anointed mouthpiece, Minister Brenda Terrell. Lord, we come to you this morning. We're forever grateful for this time, this day that you have made, for allowing us to rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we thank you that you have already downloaded a word for our speaker this morning, and that she's going to bring it to us just like you gave it to her. Continue to bless her, Lord. Continue to anoint her, God. Continue to order her footsteps, oh God. Father, continue to be, let her be that voice messenger, that voice box for you. Continue to let her be that prophet, hallelujah, that you have called her to be. Now we command Satan off this line in the name of Jesus, him and all of his little cohorts, because they have absolutely no place, because this line, this call is saturated by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, and we call it done in Jesus' name, hallelujah and amen. Minister Brenda, are you there?
Hallelujah and amen. Yes, I am, Minister Willa. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. God bless you.
God bless you, my sister. God bless you. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much, Minister Willa, for all that you do. And I tell you, you guys, it's more than you can see. She does a lot, especially in the background. She does a lot. A woman of prayer, a woman of faith. Thank you so much for that cordial introduction. Love and appreciate you. And thank you, Minister Keisha, for that amazing anointed worship this morning. And I said, oh my goodness, she's so on point. How great is our God? When you started off with that, I knew we were on cue. Glory to God. To God be the glory for you. And thank you for all that you do for the Master's call and for the people of God all across the world. And thank you, Minister Janice. I tell you, we're so grateful that God brought you safely to your destination. And no matter where you are, no matter how you travel, you always make yourself available. And that says so much. And we love and appreciate you. Thank you for seating and greeting everyone this morning with the love of the Lord in your heart. And yes, we will definitely trust this time. And thank you for being such a blessing. And to our co-founders, Dr. Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. Pastor, yes, I'm calling her Pastor, Pecola Roberts. We are so thankful for these two women of God who brought this call for here 11 and a half years, and we're still going strong. And, you know, the greater is still in the future. And so we know that this is a safe place, it's a wonderful place, and I am so grateful that I am a part of it, and thank you for allowing me to share this platform. Let's pray. Father, I just thank you once more and again. I thank you for your anointing because, Lord, it is in you that we live, we move, and have our being. So take this vessel for your glory, Father God, that we all will hear what you are telling each of us individually as well as to us collectively. Father, we give your name praise and we give your name glory because you are El Shaddai all by yourself. In Jesus' name, we say thank you and amen. And I know I thank God for that powerful prayer Minister Willa gave, and I know that God is more than enough. And I just had to come and say that to you this morning. He shared with me, I am more than enough. So that's what my topic is this morning, more than enough. In Genesis 17:1-2, it says, and when Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abram and said to him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be blameless, and I will make my covenant between me and you and will multiply you exceedingly. That's awesome. And when the Lord God appeared to Abram, what he actually said in Hebrew was, I am El Shaddai. El Shaddai is a Hebrew word, and it's one of the seven covenant names through which God revealed himself to Israel. El Shaddai means the all-sufficient one, or the one who is more than enough, more than sufficient. It means that he has the power to complete promises of blessings and prosperity. Everything God does is over the top. You better ask somebody. More than enough, a surplus, superabundant, overflowing, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Yes, yes, yes. We're talking about El Shaddai all by himself. Now it shall come to pass, is what this scripture says in Deuteronomy. Now it shall come to pass if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all his commandments, which I command you today, that the Lord your God will set you high above all nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you, because you obey the voice of the Lord your God. That's Deuteronomy 28. Listen, I don't know about you, but I take these scriptures personally. And just like he was talking to Abraham, he's talking to us. He says, I am your God. And if you obey the voice of the Lord, did you hear what the word said? It said, and you can put your name there. And when you obey God's word, his blessing will not only come upon you, but it will overtake you. Hallelujah. It will not only come upon you, the blessings of the Lord we're talking about, but it will overtake you. Obedience is the key word here. Abram was to be blameless by being obedient. Point, simple and put to the point. His blamelessness consisted of being obedient. The same holds to us today. God wants us to hear his voice and be obedient to his call. Now, God showed himself to be more than enough through so many situations. We've seen it even in our lifetime. You can count them all, I guess. You can. But, you know, one of my favorite is when this widow was in need because to avoid her two children to become slaves for her debt she owed, and this was after her husband died. God had Elijah available to ask her what was in her house. Now, that stuck out to me when she went to the man of God and told him her situation, and he turned around and asked her what was in her house. Now, to me, this is a Selah moment. Just think this thing out. Think of the things that we may have in our home, actually more than enough to provide for us. I don't know, maybe that's just for me. But I'm dwelling on this thing to look around my home and see that God has given me more than enough. But yet we will constantly go out and look for even more to bring back into this house. But you know what? God wants us to be true to his word. He wants us to have the very best of things, but he doesn't want us to be wasteful. I have to throw that in. Anyway, the widow said she had nothing in the house except a jar of oil. She had nothing in the house except a jar of oil. And he instructed her to borrow empty containers from all her neighbors. Go in and shut the door behind you and your sons, he told her, and pour oil into all the containers. just borrow as many as you can. And they all kept pouring until all containers were full. And Elisha told her to sell the oil to pay off her debt and live on the rest. We're talking about El Shaddai, God who is more than enough. He was on the scene to show her and to us that we don't need to panic through hard times. And I had mentioned to MMC the other day that I'm hearing through the thread that times are coming to where food shortage is being around us. And you could go to your grocery stores and see that the shelves are not full like they used to be years ago. And so during this time, are we going to panic? Are we going to depend on El Shaddai, our God who's more than enough? Seek him, obey him, and watch him. Can I say that again? Seek him, obey him, and then watch him. Because he's more than enough to do the miraculous. He's more than enough to supply all our needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. He is more than enough because he's El Shaddai all by himself. And guess what? He does not need our help. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm sure you can relate to times in your lifetime when God showed himself to be more than enough to you. I know I can. I'll never forget the time in Texas when my friend and my cousin came with me to another friend's house. And they were all called to the ministry. And, you know, we were going to get in the word and share the word together. But and I always said they were called, but not me. Another story for another time. Anyway, Betty is her name. She was preparing dinner for her family. And we told her we could come another time, you know, because we didn't want to interrupt her dinner. And she insisted that we stay for dinner. And I looked at those few shrimp she had to feed her husband and son. That was not enough for three more. Well, she fried the shrimp, had corn and salad, as I can remember, and she asked my cousin to bless the food. And it was so amazing to see how many shrimp that ended on each of our plates. And we got so full, nobody had room for any dessert. And I was in awe of how God did that. I said, Lord, you fed 5,000 with a few fish and five loaves, and here you are still the same God. You're still that same amazing, magnificent God, El Shaddai, who is supplying more than enough. I tell you, he is God Almighty. And I know you may have some times where God did more than enough in your life. He showed you, each of you, where he was more than enough. Well, God, he's such a powerful and safe God. And this is what Psalms 46 and 1 says. God, you are such a safe and powerful place to find refuge. You are proven help in time of trouble, more than enough and always available when I need you. That's the Passion Translation, Psalms 46 and 1. I love it. And I love it when God confirms something to us that like that, don't you? He definitely wants me to know that he is more than enough to supply my needs in every area of my life, and he is more than enough for you as well. Listen, for many years, I thought I was supposed to control everything, handle it all myself, even when I said I trusted him with all my heart. He steady saying, cast all your cares on me, Brenda. Give it all to me. Let me handle it. Let me be your father. So trust me like you trust your earthly father. Can you do that? And it took a while for me to get it. And, you know, I cast it all to him. I lay it at his feet. And then I find myself picking it back up again. And trying to handle it myself. And that's not what he wants us to do. When he allows us to be into something that's overwhelming, that's more than we can handle, He's actually allowing us to be in the position to trust him fully. And so when I got to that point to say, you know what, it's tiring me out trying to handle this myself. Bring it all to the Lord. Lay it at his feet. He said, bring it to me and be obedient, and I got you. So this is where we will learn as we go through time that laying it at God's feet, he will show us that he is El Shaddai all by himself. Well, with that, I'm going to bring to another phase of obedience, tithing. Malachi 3, 8 through 10 says, this is with the NIV, it says, if you will joyfully pay your tithes, God will throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that you will not have room enough to accommodate all of it. Yes, it actually tells us that God will pour out such a blessing that there won't be room enough to contain it. Why? Because when we tithe and give to God, he opens to us his unlimited resources to bless us. Remember the little boy with two fishes and five loaves? It was not enough to feed all the people, but the boy gave his not enough to Jesus, and it was enough for Jesus to use. Our glory to God. In turn, Jesus made it more than enough. Our not enough is enough for God to multiply into more than enough. This principle is throughout the scripture. So we got to trust him. We got to believe in him. We got to know that he is the God of more than enough. God blesses us with abundant blessings so that we can be a blessing to others. Give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be put into your bosom. For with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. That's Luke 6:38. Don't forget that God is a miracle-working God. When we give him our natural things, he blesses them and turns them into supernatural manifestations of his power, love, and provision. When we allow the God of more than enough to be more than enough for us, our cups run over. He gives the overflow to use to advance his kingdom and to bless us and allow us to minister to others, as I mentioned before. Not only was the 5,000 fed, there was plenty left over for that little boy to take home. The God who meets our needs is more than enough to meet the world's needs too. As we give, we will experience the God of more than enough. And because of his great love, we are called heirs and joint heirs with Jesus Christ, more than enough. We are more than conquerors. That's more than enough. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Again, more than enough. His grace gives us sufficiency in all things. Hallelujah. More than enough. As a matter of fact, 2 Corinthians 9 and 8 in the Passion Translation, it says, yes, God is more than ready to overwhelm you with every form of grace so that you will live, so you will have more than enough of everything, every moment, in every way. Oh, yes, Lord. He will make you overflow with abundance in every good thing you do. Oh, my goodness. Is there anything else that needs to be said here? Why are we tripping and trying to handle things ourselves? Why are we so concerned about this crazy world that's acting up and what have you? We got to speak and bind the things that he wants us to bind and loose the things that he told us to loose. He says, when you bind it, I'll bind it in heaven. When you loose it, I'll loose it in heaven. Why are we tripping? Jesus came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. And the Amplified says it to the full, till it overflows. Get this. Seek him, obey him, and watch him, because he alone is El Shaddai, the God of more than enough. And I'll leave you with this scripture. It says in Ephesians 3 and 20, we all know it, now to him who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. And then it says in Amplified, God is able to do immeasurably more and exceedingly abundantly, super abundantly more than all that we dare ask or imagine, infinitely beyond our greatest prayers, desires, thoughts, hopes, or dreams, according to his power that is at work within us. Our blessed kingdom of God, people of God, our God is more than enough. Back to you, Minister Willa.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let the church say amen as I hear the Hammond B3 organ playing in the background. More than enough. Thank you so much for that on-time, powerful, rich word, Minister Brenda. And I will call you back after I pray to give us the benediction. And as she was saying, as we seek, obey, and watch, those letter spells sow. So we're going to sow into the kingdom. And when we sow into the kingdom of God, we have more than enough. Glory be to God. Father, we thank you for Minister Brenda. We thank you for using her mightily. We thank you, God, for how she gave us the example of how she had, how she experienced just a little bit of shrimp, but God, that you made it more than enough, and how you have applied the more than enough in her life throughout her days, oh God. Father, I thank you that she is more than a conqueror. Father, I thank you that you're doing exceedingly abundantly above all that she can ever ask or think. Father, I thank you for how you are sowing and filling her up and putting more into her life. Father, we thank you for sisters serving sisters ministry. Father, we thank you that whatever her hands touch, she prospers therein. God, we thank you for her family and for using her through them, using her through them in the name of Jesus, God. But more importantly, it's you and them. So, God, we pray that you continue to bless her, that you continue to strengthen her, that you continue to protect her and her household and her family in the name of Jesus. Lord, we lift up Dr. Vanessa, Dr. Pacola. Father, you know exactly what they stand in need of. Continue to bless the clubhouse. Continue to bless the Senior Billionaires Club and whatever they're trusting you for, God, you've got it. Father, we lift up Lynn Thompson and the transition of her sister, and yet, God, we celebrate with them on the birth of baby Kingston. God, we thank you for bringing Dekiah through what was going to be what she thought was an early time, but the baby, although the baby was early, the baby came when you're on time, and little Kingston is doing well. Father, we thank you, and we ask that you comfort her family during this time. Father, we lift up the Cooper family, and that you comfort them as well. And Father, that you comfort Margaret, oh God. And Father, I believe that we talked about Minister Janice's sister's leg being amputated. God, we know that you are God who restores, so we're trusting you for that. God, we lift up Kayline and Miracle and Mother Eleanor and Wanda and Taryn. God, thank you, hallelujah, for a good praise report on Taryn yesterday. That MRI looks great. Ha, shake it up, oh, shake it. Ha, Lord, we thank you for Minister, for Mother Margaret and for Grandma Ellie Mae and Kaylin and Lips Talk, God, and baby Alyssa and Minister Daryl and Dr. Blackwood and Minister Wanda and Uncle Herman and Freddie and Jai and Pastor Everett. God, there's just so much, but you know, hallelujah, you know, God, and we thank you that you are God who restores. Father, we thank you for each and every family member, each and every guest who has joined us today, that you order their footsteps, that you give us divine protection according to Psalm 91. We give you praise and we call it done in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, family, you're going to want to go back and hear this message, and to do so, you simply go to 712-432-1085, and the PIN code is 957-677-POUND. Remember, immediately following this call is the morning motivational call. The number is 667-770-1525. Again, thank you, Minister Thomas Keisha, for bringing us in time and worship this morning. Thank you, Minister Janice, for greeting and seating our guests, and know that we are praying for you and for greeting our family members. And thank you, Minister Brenda. Hallelujah. More than enough. Yes, God, our Lord, is more than enough. Will you please come back and give us our benediction and my family from you to, from my heart to yours. Know that I love me some you. Minister Brenda, are you there?
Yes, I am. We could have tag team on that one, sister. That you said S-O-W. So come on now. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
To God be the glory for the great and mighty things he is doing. And we're so thankful to God for all that he's doing in our lives, bringing the baby Kinston on into this world in such an abundance. Oh, glory to God. And for what he's done for big girl Taryn, we're so excited because God is El Shaddai all by himself. Let's go leave with this word. God is able to do immeasurably more and exceedingly abundantly, super abundantly, more than all that we dare ask or imagine, infinitely beyond our greatest prayers, desires, thoughts, hopes, or dreams, according to his power that is at work within us. El Shaddai, our God, who is more than enough. Have a glorious and wonderful day. We love you with the love of the Lord. Bye-bye now.